Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town. Dope Town. Welcome to Dope Town. Dope Town, Dope Town, Dope Town.
Hey! Hey, we are Dope Town 3000 nonstop freestyle rap improv podcast. Always freestyled, always off the top of the dome. Yeah, I'm still saying, I don't care if Eminem says that you shouldn't say it. We're fucking freestyling. Yeah, yeah, he was weird. Talking shit about that.
What a gatekeeper.
Yeah, he's such a gatekeeper.
What a dome keeper.
You know what? We're just trying to start beef with Eminem right now. That's what we're trying
to
do.
You kids get off my dome.
Yeah. He's become Clint Eastwood's character in that movie. Anyway.
You better lose yourself.
Yeah. Gran Torino. Eminem. Full circle.
Hands off my mom's spaghetti.
If you're wondering who whose voices are just voicing these hilarious bits right now, I'm here with
Clint Eastwood.
Clint Eastwood, a.k.a. Greg Smith.
Hello.
And Sean motherfucking Fisher.
A.k.a.
A.k.a.
Marshall Mathers?
Yeah, Marshall Mathers.
All right.
Yeah, Slim Shady.
We got another one of these. I'll give you a week to think about it.
Okay. All right.
That was great. I'll take it.
Yeah,
what did you want?
Yeah, what did you want?
I was honestly, whatever you said, I would have responded the exact same way.
Okay. Okay. Yes. All right. I'm just going to preemptively just shoot down your shit.
And that's Zorbi Kangaga talking.
Yeah. And I'm Zorbi Kangaga. And we're Bit City today. We're just in it. We're
Bit Town, three bits. And
mm-hmm. Exactly. You can find us on at Bits.
That's not true. Zora, that's not true.
Yeah. Through Bits Media. Yep.
That's not true.
Okay. Bit too.
Right. Exactly. Later on, we're going to have Bit as our guest.
Yeah, that's not true.
All right.
Well, for a little bit.
Ah!
Zora fell through a hole. I'm sorry, guys. Hold on one second.
I'm sorry. Yeah, when... yeah, I fall through holes whenever I'm amused.
With dumb jokes. Is it? Yeah.
Through a
hatch. Anyway, so we're here. We're going to freestyle.
Yes, we are.
We're going to go to Twitter.
Absolutely.
As we normally do, just to get some inspiration. Yeah. So, Sean, what do you have for us?
All right, guys. I think I know what the winner's going to be, so I'm gonna bury the lead a little bit.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Going on. Trends for today. Hashtag Twitter best fandom. Hashtag... Why don't we MV? I don't know what that is.
MV?
Yeah, why don't we MV?
Why don't we most valuable?
Hashtag Soompy Awards.
What?
Hashtag Oh My Dad.
Maybe hashtag Oh My Dad?
Okay.
Was that the winner?
Lead buried.
Yep.
Wait,
that's
which
what
one,
I thought.
Which one did you?
I thought Oh My Dad.
Okay.
And you buried the lead?
Yeah.
All right.
Soompy Awards was a very close second for me.
I just want to know
what that is.
Yeah. It sounds like maybe the Oscars for Bollywood.
Yes.
Ooh, the Soompy Awards.
The Soompy Awards.
I just saw like Peanuts cartoons in my head because I read it as Snoopy first.
The Snoopy Awards?
The Snoopy Awards.
The Snoopy Awards.
Most Snoop Dogg person too.
Okay.
But yeah, Oh My Dad.
Oh My,
oh my dad.
Dad.
Oh My Dad.
Oh My Dad. Bump. Baba.
Are we talking about dads?
Uh-huh.
Are we talking about dads right quick?
Woo!
Okay, I can talk about my dad.
Talk about it. Talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Here's a quick way to feel like a fool. Have a dad who's the principal of your school.
Hey,
have that dad go in front of everybody. I'm talking everybody, like the whole student body. Have that same dad of the head of your family. Have that same dad talk about you in his assembly. Have that same dad really try to strive to talk about Greg, your youngest son, and how he's learning to drive for no reason, no fucking season. I'm in the audience like, dad, please, please, and don't mention me anymore. I can't bear it. It's like your only purpose is to have me embarrassed. Okay, But that's a gale of wind that I have to deal with at Ferndale, man. That's just my lot in life. My dad's the principal, and sometimes it causes me strife.
Oh,
psst.
OMD. Have that dad. You know what I mean. Have that dad that works for idiom mean. Yes, yes. He was forced into silence because the dude he worked for was violent. Have that dad. Yes, across that nation. He did all that immigration. Yes, have that dad. He's the best bro. Came all the way, did his residency at Fresno. Yeah, he wasn't fucking thirsty. Had that dad come through, go to UC Berkeley. Have that dad. Give you that shit. He's that best kid. Give you that American birth certificate. Have that dad. Do that. Have a ball. Have that dad that gives you fucking all. Give you that dad. Works for Idi Amin. Comes through to America with the America dream. Have that dad.
O-M-D.
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 O-M-D. Go and listen to me. Oh, my dad, here's something that is true. When we're talking about dads, I actually have two. Yep. Biological and step. And I love them both. Love them both. To death. But the fact is, I'm getting into it, y'all. I love both my dads, but I can be critical. Because one of my dads has much joy, but he's just a good old Southern boy. What's that mean? Yeah, we can just face this. The fact is, he really likes camo. Yeah, man, I'm just stunting. He loves going out talking about politics and hunting. Yeah, man, but my other dad, man, not to be sore. My biological dad loves the fucking Second World War. He knows all of the facts, all of the stats. And yeah, man, if you want to go ahead and have a chat, he will talk your ear off, man. He'll go all in. He loves World War II. Steven Seagal and the Dolphins from Miami. Yeah, he lived there with my Grammy. And so every day, man, I'm so happy that both of them were the kind of guys that I could look up to. Because I know that even though they would too agree with me, might have not been the best, they helped me become the man I am and pass all of the tests. OMG. OG, I'm so in good with the guys in my family. OMG, I'm really, really glad I got nothing but love for both of mine and both of your dads.
OMG, what makes me think harder? What do you call a step domestic father? Is he a step dad or maybe an old boyfriend? But I still befriended him. Yes, yes, he thinks hard. He's a smart dude, has like 9 guitars. Yeah, he's into that flaccid rock, lava, and also that classic rock. Yeah, kind of long-winded. Yeah, but he's in it. He's a nice dude, yeah, nice dude. Yeah, he's fucking grinning. See, he's also an old hippie.
Yeah, my dad, yeah, they pretty cool. I learned how to defend myself and how to use tools.
Hey.
Yep. And I can navigate the streets without asking anybody for directions with my feet or with
my
car.
And my dad move well, he ain't never make you sick. Because of my dad, that's why I'm really into music. My dad was there for me my whole life, and my dad caused me pleasure, never caused me strife. Hey, boom.
Yeah, my dad never abused me. He gave me tall height cause he's a tootsie. Straight up, yeah. He's fucking in it to win it. Gave me genetics.
OMG. We got love for our family. Gotta sing it. OMD.
Oh my day.
Welcome back, Dopetown 3000. Let's introduce our special guest. He's an incredible comedian, an incredible writer, and he's an incredible podcast host. The Meat is on podcasts everywhere.
If you've listened to their holiday special, you've heard Sean and I. We made a little appearance there. Please welcome Jake Jabor.
Hey. Hey. Hi. Thanks.
Hi, Jake.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. Here.
Yeah, this is delightful.
You're repping your podcast. You're wearing a The Meat Hat.
Yeah, that's right. Ooh. Yeah.
I've noticed that you guys have the same color scheme slightly as us.
That's true.
Yeah. Which is cool.
That is Miami true. Heat yeah. Miami. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's fun.
Good taste. Great minds.
Yeah. GT
Synergy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
True words.
Oh, I was trying to think of a segue.
Oh, but you do this so well so often. I know. If you have a little bit of a stutter, it's really not a problem.
And speaking of segues.
Yeah! Oh, you've been dethroned.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, wow. That's true. I couldn't be prouder.
I only learn from the best. So, yeah. Speaking of just hard lefts.
Okay. Great.
What kind of story are you going to drop on us today?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to tell the story of... how I broke my back in high school.
Oh.
So I was a senior in high school, and we got the idea to go sneak on to a ski resort. I'm from Colorado. I grew up in Idaho Springs, which is like 30 minutes east of Loveland ski area. It's like the closest ski area, the one we would go to every weekend.
Mm. And what was the name of it again?
Loveland Ski.
Loveland.
And it's called, it's in Idaho Springs,
Colorado.
Yeah, it's like next to Idaho Springs. So
Kansas City, Missouri.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of misnomer.
Right, exactly. Yeah, Loveland Ski Area, not to be confused with Loveland, Colorado, which is like a town far northeast of the ski area.
Sure.
So we got, that's exciting stuff, right? So we got the idea that we would sneak onto the ski resort and go sledding and tubing. We'd never done it before, but it seemed like a good idea. Mm-hmm. And I ran it by my mom, and I think I was like, we're going to go sledding. I specifically said sledding. I didn't say tubing because later she would go like, you said sledding. If you had said tubing, I wouldn't have let you go. She would have been right. So like 10 of us went up there and we like hiked up one of the smaller runs, and we brought these sleds and these tubes, and the tubes turned out to be kind of a disappointment. Like they just weren't going. But the sleds were going and we were having a good time and nobody was drinking. That's always a question that I get asked. We were having like a good, clean, fun time.
Just sledding with some buddies.
Just sledding with some friends. We did it for maybe a couple of hours and it was, we were done. And we're like, well, we've got to get everything down the hill. So it seems like the most fun way and easiest way would be to everybody just pile on the tubes. And the sled. So four of us, we like did is a daisy chain the right word?
Yeah, you're all connected.
Yeah, yeah. Like my legs wrapped around the person in front of me, and
you made the inner tube a bobsled, kind of.
Yeah, a little bit. We took three inner tubes, and there were four of us sitting on them.
Backbreaking bobsled.
Yeah. And we realized that the reason the tubes weren't working is because we didn't have enough weight on them. So because the moment three of us got on these two tubes, we just started like really cruising down this hill. And then we got turned around backwards.
Oh, God.
There was one guy on the back who like was on his own tube and he just like let go. And we kept going, and then somebody was like, we're headed for the trees. Someone was like, no, we're fine, we're fine. And then it was like people started to scream and they were like, we're going right for the trees. And then because we were interlinked like that, we couldn't untangle ourselves.
Yeah.
So we were going down the ski hill, and then we just went into the trees, which is like ungroomed, just thick, like deep powder. And we got untangled right as we went in. So I was on a tube by myself, headed down the hill backwards. and I turned, and there was this huge tree, and I just slammed into it.
Wow. Owie zowie.
There was a like a flash of white light, and then like when your arm falls asleep, I felt that sensation just run all the way through my legs, and I have been I was like the most cautious snowboarder. Like all my friends would do like backflips and do, and I was always like, I'm gonna be the safest. Like my nightmare was either knocking my teeth out on a rail or paralyzing myself. So I hit this tree, flash of light, this tingle runs through my legs.
Can you talk about that flash of light more? Was that, what is that?
It was like looking into a flash on a camera when it goes off. Like,
and that's just, your body just did that.
Yeah. I turned around, I saw the tree, I
your
hit
brain
it.
Was like, no.
Yeah. And it just went, yeah, it was like looking into a flash. And it was like,
dang.
And so I was like, I just paralyzed myself. And then I wiggled my toes and I was like,
good sign.
I went from I'm paralyzed to I'm probably fine. I immediately was like, I just got the wind knocked out of me. So the guy who had rolled off, Leiden, was like, hey, are you guys okay? And I was like, I think so. I think I got the wind knocked out of me, but I'm fine. And he was like, is Julie and Shannon were the other two people. He's like, Julie, Shannon. And like, it was in the middle of the night and they weren't saying anything. Oh. And I was like, I don't hear them. I was like, can you drag me out? So he like pulled me out and then people started running down the mountain I was like the first stop. So they would stop and they're like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm okay. I was like, I think I got the wind knocked out of me and I'm just kind of cold. I need to go to the car. And I was going into shock,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then people ran into the woods and then I just heard like a blood curdling scream, like high schoolers just screaming. Both Julie and Shannon had been knocked unconscious. One of them had, hit her face on the tree. So she was bleeding out of her ears. And so I'm like lying on the thing and I'm like, I just need to get to my car. So I hate telling this part of the story because it's like so, but I'm like, you guys got to help me get to the car. So they lift me up.
Oh, no.
And I immediately collapse.
Ooh, fuck.
Still, it does not occur to me that maybe I
fell, got the wind knocked out of me.
Fell somewhere in between paralyzing and knocking the wind out of me. So I'm like, I just need to get to the car. So now they're carrying me to the car. And they sink into the snow and drop me. At this point, this is like 2002. So we have cell phones, but they definitely do not work. So
yeah.
People are like hopping in their cars and driving down the interstate trying to get service. My friend Billy, to his credit, was calling all of our parents. He like took the worst job.
Yeah.
Like he was just calling parents and being like, you're... son was involved in a sledding accident. Like, I was like, my mom is still like, he's my hero. He like called. And I was like, I cannot believe he did that. Like, that job is like, it was like 11:30 on a Friday night. Like, he had to wake people up to tell them their kids had been in accidents. So we call 911. They send two ambulances and a flight for life. They put me. The EMTs get there and they're like, what happened? And I was like, I hit that tree. And he's like, why are you here? And I was like, I had them move me. And he was like, he's like so angry. He was just like, you do not move. Like, so they put me on a stretcher, put me in an ambulance.
How are you supposed to know?
Yeah. So then I'm driving, the nearest hospital is Denver, which is like 45 minutes. So they're taking us to the hospital. The EMTs are like asking me what hurts. And I'm like, I think I got the wind knocked out of me or maybe I broke a rib or something. And they think a rib has like punctured one of my organs or something. So they like cut all my clothes off. And we get to the hospital and they immediately put me into like CAT scans. And it's like, now it's like 1 o'clock in the morning and I'm like falling asleep in the CAT scan. I don't know what happened to the other two women. And my parents show up, and for whatever reason, they brought my shredded clothes into the hospital room or something. So the first thing my mom saw when she got into the hospital was like my clothes just shredded. Oh. So she started to like freak out. Yep. And then I'm just like waiting in a hospital room, and a doctor comes in and he's like, okay, you shattered your L3, which is the lower part of your spine. And like slipped the discs were slipped. And I was like, he's like, so your back is broken. And I was like, okay. And
but I can wiggle my toe.
But I can. Are you sure? I did the toe wiggle.
I'm not gonna. I know you're a doctor.
But I was able to wiggle my toes.
When
so
my friends moved me after I hit them.
When I made every wrong choice you could make. I'm like, what happened to the other woman? And one of them, she was just like knocked unconscious and needed a couple stitches. The other one. Was she went into a coma for like 2.5 weeks.
Whoa.
Wow. And she was dating my best friend at the time. So his best friend and his girlfriend were just like laid up in this hospital. Then the doctor was like asking me about sensation. I was like, I feel okay. And he's like, well, we could have surgery or we could not do surgery. And I was like, well, I really don't want to do surgery. And then he went on vacation.
Okay, the doctor did?
Yeah, the doctor went on vacation. I got a new doctor. And he was like, what about feelings and sensation? And I was like, I can't really feel like the tops of my thighs. Like, there's no like sensation there. He was like, well, maybe we should do a surgery and see what's up. I was like, okay. So they performed back surgery on me. And what had happened is the bone had, this is going to be...
poetic.
Poetic, yeah. So the bone had shattered, and fragments of the bone had torn through it didn't sever my spinal cord, but it severed like the sac or whatever. Yeah,
the protective.
Yeah, yeah. And so there was bone fragments inside my spinal cord, which was affecting the sensation. And they were like, you were centimeters away from severing your spinal cord.
My hands are sweaty while you're telling this fucking story. I'm like wringing my hands out in the corner.
Yeah, it's a doozy. So they operated on my back and put 8 pins in it, and then took a bone graft from my hip and wrapped it around. And I was in the hospital I was in bed for 9 days. Like, I didn't get up for 9 wow. days. It was also over Super Bowl Sunday, like the next week or whatever. So all my friends, and I had a friend who like worked at Quiznos. So all my friends came down and brought Quiznos, and we like watched the Super Bowl. And it really was like the best time this could have happened, because I was like a senior in high school. So I was kind of like ignorant enough. And like, you know, like teenagers are like, everything's fine all the time or whatever. So it was like, it didn't really hit me how crazy this was. And all my friends just kept coming to hang out. So they were in the hospital like all the time. And that was really nice. So we did the Super Bowl there. At the time, I was really into gangster movies. So my friends would come and we would just like watch Casino.
Doesn't Casino have kind of a vicious back breaking, or
they squeeze that guy's head in a vice?
Yeah.
Is that?
Are you talking about when Joe Pesci gets whacked at the end?
I might be. Yeah. That is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I think it was his legs.
His legs?
Yeah. Him and his brother. Yeah.
That was brutal.
They get dragged in. Yeah. So we're like watching Casino, like the double tape. It was like VHS tape in the hospital. The room next to me, the guy had some sort. It was my room, then another room, then the nurse's station. And the room in between the nurse's station and my room, the guy had lost control of his bowels or something. So he was like constantly just shitting. And the nurses didn't want to smell it, so they set a fan up blowing it into my room. So everybody who came to visit was like, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, it's like next guy down. Like,
shut up and eat your Quiznos.
Shut up and eat your Quiznos.
Part two of Casino.
I had three small events in that hospital that I remember. One was when I first got there, they had a nurse like take my blood pressure or whatever, and it couldn't find it. So it just kept squeezing till it like, and it was like about to explode, and she had like run off. And she came back in and she was like, oh my God. And she like tore it off. And then she read the results and she was like, oh no. And then left again. And I was like, what is happening to me? And then I got another, I think, pretty new nurse. They came in. I had to get shots or blood drawn and shots in my stomach to like thin my blood or whatever. And I was not, you know, very receptive to, I just wasn't as thoughtful as I hopefully am now. So like all my friends were just like hanging out in the hospital room and she's like, I got to draw blood. And I was like, okay. And she's like, do you want them to leave? I was like, no, I don't think so. Which was her politely being like, they should leave.
Right, yeah.
But I was like, it's fine. So it's making her nervous because everybody's watching her do it. And she like can't find my vein. Leaves two needles in my right arm and then moves to my left arm. And she's like, I still can't find. And I'm like,
and everybody. Doesn't sound like a good hospital.
No, it was not great. And then. The last one was, again, all my friends are in there. They also, before the surgery, they were like, do you get up in the middle of the night to go to the restroom a lot? I was like, no, never. And they're like, because we're thinking about a catheter. And I was like, I don't need one. I was like, I'll be fine because it's like an 8-hour surgery or whatever. They, I guess, just ignored me. And I woke up with a catheter in, which is a crazy feeling because you can't hold your bladder. It just empties whenever they're. So then a few days later, a nurse came in and he was like, I'm here to take out the catheter. And I was like, OK. Then he didn't even ask. He was like, so they need to get out of here. So they leave. And he's like, this is going to be painful. And it hurt worse than everything that had come before it. Like it hurt worse than breaking my back, the surgery, like all that stuff. Saw a flash of white light, a tingle ran through my legs, and I wiggled my toes. And it was like excruciatingly painful. So then I got a bunch of passes on all my senior work. I like missed most of my second semester of my senior year. The other woman had to get a bunch of reconstructive surgery and go through a ton of rehabilitation. She was in there like 3 months longer than I was. Like I just would go visit her. But she is doing well now.
Good.
Nice. I'm so thankful that I didn't have to that I didn't paralyze myself.
Yeah.
Being an idiot.
Absolutely.
Wow. Woo!
The room is shook.
Shook it
is how I would say.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure. So just quick follow-up question.
Yeah.
Service in the corner fanning himself.
Yeah.
Clutching his pearls.
I was not nearly as squeamish as you guys.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm gold star for me on this one.
Right.
Yeah, I'm freaking the fuck out.
No, it was visceral. How long did it take for you to get up and walk again and all those things? How long was the recovery process after you left the hospital?
That's a good question. So it's funny that you're like, this doesn't sound like a great hospital. I never made that connection. They were like, you probably don't need physical therapy. You're 18. So I didn't get any physical therapy. The ninth day they got me up,
Sora's shaking his head.
Yeah, this is not a good hospital.
Yeah. the ninth day they took me into like the bathroom and they had to show me how to like shower because I couldn't turn. Mm-hmm. And my mom had to be there for that, so that was awesome. I was walking, like I walked out of the hospital. I still get into cars the way they showed me to get into cars, which is like I back in, mm-hmm. sit, and then swivel my legs in. Mm-hmm. And we had to retrofit the bathroom at my house. Like we had to do an elevated toilet and put in a rail and get whatever those are called, like a detachable shower head. And then they gave me a back brace that I had to wear, and this fun mechanism that you put a sock on the end of it and then you throw it, so you can put socks on. So I was walking, almost immediate, like I think I was in the hospital for 4 more days after the surgery or 5 more days, and then they're like, you'll be okay.
You're 18.
We're
doctors.
Yeah, so I was but like I tried going to school and I would like just lose my energy and have to go home. I don't think I did a full day of school for like 3 weeks. So that process was really long, and then I still have like residual pain. Like mm-hmm. I can't sit on the floor for extended periods of time. When it gets really cold, like if I'm in Colorado, I can like feel it. But I was incredibly fortunate, so it wasn't too bad of a recovery process. Except I had to wear a back brace to school my senior year of high school.
Thankfully, it sounds like everybody you went to school with was very understanding.
I went to a school of like 300 people, so it was like everybody knew what happened. Right. People were pretty chill about it.
Nice.
Wow.
Oof. That's the only sound I can use mm-hmm. to express how I feel.
FOOH.
Foof. Yeah. Foof.
Foof.
A little F at the end.
Foof.
There.
Oh,
a little foof.
A little PH. Le
foof. Ah, le foof.
Man.
Well, I don't have any questions. That was great.
Yeah.
What a packed story.
It was a wild time.
Let us unpack it. Mm-hmm. Graduate.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, Colorado in the snow. Woo! It's gonna be so cool. Me and my friends way after school. Got up in the car, didn't drive really far. Yeah, we went to the snow on the mountainy part of the area that we live, y'all. We were hanging out Colorado, Idaho Falls. Oh, but before we go, there was something that I need to check in with my mom. So I went over and I need to get this in her head. Mom, we're going out and we're gonna sled.
All right. Oh yeah, don't wanna be rude, but I don't wanna go on a tube for you. Yeah, I need to make bread, but also you're on a sled.
On a sled,
right?
Yep, a sled the whole time. Don't worry, I wouldn't commit a freaking crime like lying to my mom. Put that in her head. Be on a tube and not on a sled.
Yeah, hey, Jake, hey Jake, I don't mean to be a rube. It's me, I'm in the trunk, I am the inner tube.
Shut
you're
up.
Just lying, you're gonna use me too. That's the only way to be cool.
Well, that's okay, we'll have fun and all. And trust me, we won't even have alcohol. Alright, none of us are gonna end up dead, cause there are no tubes, there were only sleds. Yep. Can I go?
Yes, I go, bro.
Cool. Thank you. I'm so good. I hang out with the kids in my neighborhood, and we pack up in a car when we head to the mountain. It's snow. The water is not like a fountain. It's all ice. It's so damn nice. And here we go. We don't pay any price.
That's the plan. That's the plan. We're going skiing at Loveland. That's the plan. That's the plan. We're going skiing at Loveland. Now, just a quick clarification. Loveland is a mountaintop. It's not not the biz over in the north side of Colorado. They don't have skiing. To that we say no. I know that this place is a little confusing. We're gonna be safe. There's not gonna be any contusions. And even if there were, it would be farther. The closest hospital, 40 miles in Denver.
Okay, just the thought. I'll tell you what I like. I like to go on a fucking hike. So we go, yes, yes we will. We're gonna hike all the way to the top of the hill. Yeah, we're going on the type. Yeah, we're grinding. Yes, the shit is a blue diamond. Yeah, but we will prevent. I'm with my friends and also my girlfriend.
Yeah, man, we live here. We're not noobs. Wait, what is? Where are these inner tubes?
Hey, hey, everybody, it's us, the inner tubes. We're here to make sure that you stay cool. Don't be a fool. You should use us in tandem. Yeah, use us. That's the fucking plan, man.
Yeah, don't be a boob. Risk your life on this fucking inner tube. Yep. Nope, don't be a boob. Risk your life on this fucking inner tube.
Yeah, you know, I'm down the clown. I'm going all the way, going all the way down. Yes, yes, that is my task. Yeah, we're not actually going fast. Yeah,
yeah, man. Oh, I got it in my brain. Maybe we'll go faster if we form a daisy chain. Yeah, man, there's something that...
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, y'all.
And so we lock legs. Yeah, man, I am not afraid of anything that's happening now. And we're going down this snow like a freaking plow.
Yeah, I guess what's in your head. We're just like a Jamaican bobsled.
We're all having fun. We're just like the team in a cool running.
Yeah, man, this has been such a breeze. Wait a second, why are we heading towards those trees? No, I think we'll be okay. We're not hitting any freaking trees today. But
not true today. I might ask her, but I noticed we're going fucking faster and
going
faster.
Going faster. That's not what we need. We need to slow down. Don't need to increase speed.
Here's the thing. I am not a chump. I'm getting off first, man. I am gonna jump.
Woo! Yes. We're on the grind. I guess we're gonna be fine. Oh no. I can't feel my knees. It's so cold. Oh shit, man. We're heading to the trees.
Okay, this is not my dream. I'm a high schooler. All I do is scream. That's all I know how to do. This really isn't fucking cool.
Oh shit, this feels awkward. Oh shit, man, I span fucking backwards. Backward.
White light? Oh, this is really nice. Oh, suddenly, I am so prepared, because a second ago, I could swear that I was fucking scared. But now I'm in this white light. It's so nice. I'm looking around and realize I'm surrounded by ice. Oh, now
you're
I'm
surrounded. It's me, your fucking brain. I'm here to protect you from any perceived sense of pain.
Uh-oh.
We're gonna be here all night. Protecting your pain with a little bit of white light.
I'm so broken. I'm like, no way. I'm inside your back. I'm the vertebrae. Yeah.
L.
You know what I'm gonna do. Yeah. I'm the number. L2.
Hey, but until we're done, don't forget about me. I'm above them. I am L1. And together, we're gonna be friends till the end. Just don't get up right now. On that, you can depend.
Yeah,
why?
Depend why and why. It doesn't lack sense. We're broken, man. We're in fragments.
I don't agree with you, bros, because I'm pretty sure I can wiggle all my toes. So
hey, wiggle.
I'm a wiggle fucking more, because I will tell you I didn't sever the spinal cord. Yes. Everything is fine. Not a curve. Didn't strike the nerve.
I mean, sure, I can't stand up by myself. So maybe that means I am not in such good health. But probably somewhere between breaking my back and paralyzed forever and this being no problem never.
Hey, hey, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, Jake Shabor. You're over here and over there. There are some more. We're all scattered, man. This is not the fucking groove. Do you need help, Jake? Can we help you fucking move?
Yes, I think that's the most logical thing to do right now. Because I need to get back over to my house. So if you guys can pick me up and... Oh, no, that shit hurts. Okay, I think something's fucked.
Okay.
Whoa. What was that? Oh, my jeez.
going over, checking that someone's really hurt underneath the trees.
Oh, man. It's not a race. We're going so fast, but I can't believe my face is fucking broken. Oh, shit, man, I'm in the woods. Oh, shit, man, the ground is fucking filled with my blood. Oh.
Okay, this isn't silly. It's time for me to be a hero. It's me fucking Dilly. Okay, this shit is apparent. We're all embarrassed. Little scared kid gonna call my parents. I'll take the fucking bullet. Call your mom. Hey, it's me, Billy. I don't mean to drop a bomb, but we snuck on to a skiing resort, and it's kind of like our bodies all made a human fort on the ground. Okay, I don't want to commit perjury. I want to make sure that you have all heard me. There's no crimes committed, nobody's dead, nobody's murdering, but we have all sustained some ski and inner tubed injuries.
What'd you just say?
Nothing, bye, click. Okay, Billy's really feeling like a dick.
That's all right. He gets us in the car, and yes, the hospital is really, really, really far. Okay, I know that we will get there before never, and over the night in an hour we arrive in Denver. And I think this is a hospital. Someone's out front and they're selling fruited popsicles.
Hey, hi, I don't mean to be mean. We'll give you an MRI if you suck on this green.
Yeah, suck on this green before you swing the door hinge. Do you want to buy all this baskets full of oranges?
Well, I'm here for a doctor, but if that's all you got, well, why not, sir?
Oh, yeah, okay, I'm a doctor. I know this fact. I'm not even shocked, sir.
See, I'm trying to be cool and not curse, but no one here is even dressed as a nurse.
Oh, those three are nurses, too.
It's a whole two rocks and that one raccoon?
Yeah, okay, yeah. Come on in, raccoon. Have fun. We're all gonna be nurses until we're fucking done.
Yeah, I'm a raccoon. Yeah, I'm fucking mean. I know how to do shit with a machine. Yes, fucking do that shit, man. All day I'm taking CAT scans and all soda max rays.
And if you don't agree, you can fucking suck my cock. It's me, the first mentioned rock. Hey, I don't mean to be scary. I'll put an IV and I'll stay sedimentary.
I'm getting into this. I am the second rock and I am just an igneous. And you're not ignorant. I am good at my job. Can't you see? I am the rock that's performing an EKG.
Yeah, you know he can do it, man. He can't stand it. Listen to my man because he is volcanic. Ignorant rock. He's not an ignorant rock. He is an igneous rock. That's what he talks.
And I can solve all these problems. They are not MC Escher. The first step, let's just go and take your blood pressure.
Yep.
This is what they do at every doctor's office round. Oh, wait, something is right there over on the ground. I'll be right back. It hurts, but I'm not saying anything. I feel awkward in these weird confrontations.
Hey, blood pressure, don't be a fool. I started the blood pressure pump, but now I'm an inner tube. I'm your demon, and now I'm fucking stuck on your arm. Ain't no take no Hippocratic oath. I'm here to do harm. Hey, what's up, Jake? I'm finna blow up, Jake. Yeah, put your blood in my fucking cup, Jake. Yeah, guess what? I come from fucking hell. I'm next door, man. I'm the shit smell. Yeah, gonna clown this man. I came through swimming shit with a fucking fan in your nose. In your fucking nose. Yeah, I do the shit. I'm mad. I'm fucking bellicose. Yeah, I'm hella toast. Yeah, I don't care, man. I came from that shit on the grime. Came from the intestines. Yeah, I'm fucking shit smell. Yeah, I'm fucking mad as hell.
Well, I'm the guy in the other room, not feeling the best. I feel like I've been diluted down to my IBS. I have a name and a reason for being here. I don't like that you just don't want me
back to Jake's story. The nurse comes back and she's like, what the heck? She's gotta take the blood pressure off until there's nothing left. But it's okay, we're about to pass a quiz, bro, cause it's me, Jake, your friend, who works Eric said Quiznos.
And it's me, your other bro, with two copies of Casino. And I know that we are just hanging out and we'll just be bros.
We'll just be bros, you know. Go with the flow. It's Sunday, so we're also gonna watch the Super Bowl kickoff.
My training is not ample. Came through. I'm the nurse. I need to take a blood sample.
The other rock?
No, I'm a rock. Yeah, that's my service. But guess what? People watching me makes me nervous. So I'm gonna stick the shit. It's insane. I can't feel the blood pressure. Can't find his veins.
Needle stays in.
Needle stays in. Needle stays in. I begin all through the shit and I'll stick another one in.
Another needle stays in.
And then I'll stick shit. That's my word. Stick one, two, then I'll stick a third
needle
in.
Stay in.
Yeah, then I'll leave the room. Yeah, cause you know I will not come back soon. Yeah, yeah, I'm a shitty nurse. Yeah, I speak not loud, I speak fucking terse.
Hey, I'm here to enjoy some relaxation. I'm Jake's first doctor and I'm straight up on vacation. While he's in the hospital saying owie, I'm in Hawaii, specifically in Maui.
Ooh. Yeah, you have not heard from me because I left the States when you said that you didn't need a surgery. I trust your opinion on this more than mine. So me and my family are gonna vacate and just dine.
Yeah, I am the second doctor. I'm not clear. See, I don't think you need that physical therapy.
Can you tell me why? What do you mean? Why don't I need therapy?
Because you're only 18.
What does my age have to do with my status? All right, this is a bad injury. The baddest that I've ever had. I am just real sad. And what the fuck is that thing in your just hand?
It is a stethoscope. That is my hope.
Okay.
Did I get ample training? Nope.
All right. I am not mad at her, but it's not a stethoscope. Looks more like a catheter. What the
fuck? You know I am the meanest. When you're falling asleep, gonna stick it in your penis. Yeah, it's the truth, but we're gonna stick the urine, suck it out of the urethra.
Hey, Jake, it's okay. Don't make a peep. I'm your catheter. I straight work when you sleep. Just shut your eyes. Everything will be nice. Until I come out, then the pain hits like it's ice, and then I hurt! Clearly, I hurt you more than if you left your dad. I hurt inside your whole body. Breaking your back was nothing. This is the real thing that's shoddy.
Yeah. White light. And everything again is alright. Yeah, I'm looking out the window. I got a TV and a fucking Quizno.
Yeah, but things you know fucking okay. Hurts, man, it's no doubt. It feels like your penis is inside out. Yeah, pleasure you need to yearn. Why? Cause your penis, it burns.
Back at high school, with 299 of my classmates ain't cool. But it's okay, I'm still alive. I wasn't killed. Everyone here at the high school will just be straight fucking chill. It's alright.
Yep. Everybody here's great. I am so lucky that I live in this state. Cause I came in this state to the school today and looked around. Around and nobody had nothing wrong to say.
Yeah, nothing wrong to say. I'm not gonna front. I'm the little girl. I'm 3 months in the hospital. Yeah, not feeling aroma therapy. Man, I'm still in a coma. And I'm sleeping. These nurses, man, they're creeping. Yeah, but you know I'm not gonna break up with my boyfriend cause 3 months later, man, I did wake up. Yeah.
Right in the middle of the third act of Casino. Yeah, here we go.
Now I'm alive, I'm really feeling bestly. I'm waking up to someone getting beaten up, Joe Pesci. Oh, I think I'm doing the best. Hey, it's time to start life's second VHS. Second VHS. It's time to start life's second VHS.
Second VHS. Yes. you know, gonna take care of myself is the best.
Hey, we are good in the end. Don't wanna spoil it. I got a removable shower head and elevated toilet. It's really cool, man. I've gotten really far. I still take their advice when getting into cars. It's actually comfortable.
Body first, legs going second.
Uh-huh.
Body first, then the legs go second.
Swing 'em in, swing 'em in.
Body first, then the legs go second.
Swing 'em down, swing 'em in.
Just like the second VHS, Martin Scorsese. Life second VHS.
Has anybody figured out what's wrong with my bowels yet? Because I've been here longest.
And the story's over.
Brow.
Brow, 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 brow.
Poor guy.
Yeah, poor guy. It's a bad hospital. We reiterate, very bad hospital.
Bad hospital. That was incredible. I'm sure you get that every time, but that is like so incredible.
Hey, it was based on your incredible story. Yeah,
yeah,
what a
pretty accurate.
That was amazing.
Right?
Yeah.
We're so happy you're okay.
Thank you. Thanks.
Jake,
yeah.
Besides the lining of your spine, is there anything you want to plug?
Oh.
Oh, trying to get it back. Trying to get it back.
Yeah. Yeah. Solid segue. Yeah, solid. I made up for the hiccup in the beginning.
For sure.
Thank you.
That was a surgical.
Ooh. Oh, there surgical. We go. Yeah, I want to plug the spine of a book I wrote.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
We throned again.
Ooh.
I'll take it.
Well, I actually want to plug the whole book. not just...
Cool. Just to reiterate.
It was a $30,000 spine.
Yeah.
A lot of redesign into it.
Yeah.
Everything is in the spine.
Yeah, I wrote a book. It's a travel memoir with some pop culture essays. It's about the train tour I took with my co-host Josh Simpson for the Meet Improv. We did 16 days on a train across the country. And it's a personal story. Before I went on the train tour, I sort of had three relationships come to an end. My roommate moved out. Girlfriend at the time, her and I executed a planned breakup, and my grandfather passed away. So it's kind of me sort of traveling across the country trying to figure out who I am if I'm not defined as sort of like a roommate, a boyfriend, and a grandson.
Oh.
And then there's a bunch of stuff in there about action movies and...
a lot of casino.
Yeah. A lot of casino. Casino doesn't make it, but sure. Face Off is in there.
What's the name of the book?
Training to Be Myself. You can find links on any of my social media at Wake Up with Jacob, or if you go to inkshares.com and just search Training to Be Myself. I'm selling pre-orders to get it published. So it'd be great if you picked one up.
Inkshares.com, Training to Be Myself.
That sounds so dope, and also like a 2019 version of On the Road.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Thank you. Wow, great.
On the tracks.
With like a bit of like Chuck Klosterman, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, great. You guys really nailed it. Thank you. Yeah, that's awesome. That's very flattering.
Yeah. That Chuck Klosterman Dope Town Venn diagram.
Yes. Yeah.
You're gonna get a lot of people.
Yes.
Yeah. What else should we plug?
Oh, we can plug ourselves.
Yeah, we can plug ourselves. We are at DopeTown3000 on all of the social medias, Twitter, Facebook. We have just a lot of content on there with our guests, videos. You can see a picture of Ryan wincing, which I'm going to send to him so we can post that just to see his visceral reaction to this amazing story that we heard. And yeah, just follow us. Rate, subscribe, Campfire Media. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're Spotify, all of that. So we're out there. We're out in these streets.
Yeah.
So check us out. And we always like to end every podcast episode with a wise saying from Greg Smith. What do you got for us?
This one's simple. Always tell your mom the truth.
Word.
I love it.
And don't listen to those demon inner tubes in your closet. Or
probably
trunk.
Probably get rid of the demon inner tubes.
Yeah.
Step two.
Step two.
Dubtown. You're leaving Dubtown. Dubtown.
See you next time.
You're leaving Dubtown. Dubtown.
See you next time.
You're leaving Dubtown.
Hey, I'm Steph Garcia, host of That's My Story, Period, a compilation of hilarious stories from people who happen to get a period. We've had stories about losing teeth, tampons on basketball courts, and even a little taste of Hollywood. I also interview some guests to give you, and me, even more menstruation knowledge. So check out That's My Story Period on Campfire Media and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. And you can have that time of the month all month long.
Campfire.